Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and you find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with the convenient and quality access to a range of their hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your own couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose your personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. Process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. That's right. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. Dang it. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrosports. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Daylight savings time can hit you so hard. What if you could regain the energy you lost from the time change? 5-hour energy has made 1-hour energy a tiny pick-me-up for getting you through the day or days ahead in one tiny bottle, but a lot of big energy. Like me, you may feel daylight savings time feels like the worst day of the year, but thanks to the new 1-hour energy shot from 5-hour energy, it won't. Whether it's late night projects or just trying to power through your life, I get it. I know how hard it is to lose an hour of daylight. That's why I now have a secret weapon handy, the 1-hour energy shot. I've found something that really helps me get over those humps. It's not the same as the 5-hour energy you already know. This one is specifically designed for that extra boost. This is for a targeted boost for when you need it the most. It's quick and effective energy, provides a feeling of alertness and energy, and helps fight back against that lost hour during daylight savings time. Keep one in your gym bag, your desk, or in your car. It's so convenient, you gotta have it on hand. Check out the 1-hour energy shot and conquer your day. Visit 5hourenergy.com to find a retailer new you and try the limited 1-hour energy shot. One less hour in the day. Challenge accepted.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by, Ryan! Got a new guy back there, and he's already fucked it up. Ryan, put the camera on yourself, for Christ's sakes.
Six.
Shame. Shame, shame, shame. First day on the job, dude.
Whip his
first
ass.
Day on the job. Joel's cheering back there. Delco's smiling. My God, dude. Street Gonzo, get the fucking shaver. You got to give him a fryer tuck live on air, dude.
Well, shave his pubes first.
That's the rules here.
Shave his pubes first, then we'll
pubes
get to that.
Yeah, I've been asking to see his pubes all day.
Yeah, no, we haven't seen him.
I just keep walking up to him, putting my hand out and going.
I haven't seen one pube.
One pube at all.
Welcome to fucking Tetherball Academy Media, bro. Okay? Pubeless tomorrow in a Ziploc bag. Tonight. Screenshot, send that to me. Tomorrow, I want to smell them in person. Friar Tuck haircut immediately, dude. That doesn't grow back for 3 months. Welcome to the show, everybody. Obviously, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today. March Madness is here. I'm all juiced off for that. Also juiced off for this offseason of the NFL. My God, man. One guy fucked this all up for everybody. Now everybody's playing musical chairs trying to figure out who their quarterback is. And one guy dismantled the entire NFL, and that was Matt Stafford. Once he made that decision not to leave, or vice versa, the Rams made that decision, everybody's in scramble mode now, and they're buying up everybody, trading everybody. I don't even know where to begin.
Seems like a mistake to think that Stafford was going to leave. I don't know.
They treated him, though, as if he was gone and he was out the door. So we all thought it was happening. I did.
It was a negotiation. He's trying to get more money.
I also don't think that Kelly wanted to leave L.A.
No.
She's a fame whore.
Yeah. Kelly didn't want to leave L.A.
No. She's a complete fame whore and wants to have a podcast and all this other shit. That's the only way she stays relevant is if he plays. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. When you're in a relationship like that, I was wondering, it's real fucking dicey, man. That's why Derek and his wife get along so well. She wants nothing to do with it. I haven't asked him the Arena Football League, which huge fans of. I'm sure you've seen us retweeting it. They asked. They were like, hey, there's a new team in Denver. Can Derek come back and play a game?
Yeah.
I asked. I called him. It's a true story. And I hope Derek, you don't mind out there. I was on speaker and his wife was in the other room. And I was like, Derek, they're going to let you play for one game, dude, and come back and fucking just terrorize this league. And I just hear from the other room go, no. No.
It's a good wife.
It's a great wife.
Yeah.
But her, she's not saying that.
She's like, please.
And he's had a broken fucking back. Apparently, he played with a broken rib for the last half of the last season. She wants him to die on the field so she can have a fucking podcast.
I mean, they need money, I'm sure.
They do not.
How much is he's only made $200 million in his
career. $300 million.
Yeah, that's not a lot of money in today's America.
He's from Highland Park.
Have you seen the stock market lately? If they were in Tesla today, they just got wiped out. You know what I mean? She needs to start working.
Oh, God. So he stays because, you know, he was going to go to the Raiders there for a minute.
It's $364 million, by the way, for his career.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Now, a lot of that was in, all of it was in either Michigan or California.
Yeah.
So yeah.
California's not great. Michigan's not that bad.
Yeah, I'm sure Michigan's
exactly. So follow me on this trail of tears, if you will, of quarterbacks, right? That deal fucked up the Raiders. So they were not getting Stafford. Therefore, they called Seattle and got Geno Smith.
Got Pete's guy back.
Pete's guy.
Yeah.
He's traded to the Raiders. That is going to be their starting quarterback.
Yeah. I think it's a great move.
I hate him.
No, this is
all-pro quarterback.
This is Pete Carroll saying we're drafting Shedeur Sanders, and he's going to sit on the bench for a year or two behind Geno. That's what that is.
And also, by the way, it puts them in a position where they don't necessarily have to draft a quarterback if the right quarterback's not there.
If it doesn't fall to them, they don't have to make some stupid trade to get there. They have some time.
Right. I heard Cleveland is going to take Shedeur Sanders.
They should.
But then that's the thing. Then they don't have to draft, whatever.
Yeah, Cleveland's second, so yeah, that's fine.
Whoever the third quarterback on the board is, they don't have to draft that guy.
Well, it depends if Cam Ward goes first or not.
Yeah.
TBD
on that.
But Geno Smith is good enough that if he's not there, I don't know necessarily what their needs are, because the Raiders also just re-signed Max Crosby. Mm. So yes. Crosby's back.
They're looking to sign at least one more defender as well, is what I've heard.
So they can go out and maybe get another weapon for Geno, who is a more than competent quarterback, and get into the playoffs.
There's a number out there. D-Hop, Davante Adams is back on the free agent market now?
No, he just signed.
Oh, he signed. Who did he sign with?
The Rams.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
That's a great spot.
Stafford
Davante
Adams is devastating.
So that means somebody can now trade for Cooper Kupp because they're not going to keep him now.
No, they're definitely trading Cooper Kupp.
He's for sure getting traded.
So it's going to be Nacua and Davante Adams and Matt Stafford, that little running back, fucking good as well, dude.
Kyren Williams?
Yes.
And
he had over 1,000 yards.
Their second running back is good, too.
Is it the Michigan guy?
Donovan Edwards. Isn't it Edwards?
I thought it was Blake Corum.
No, it's Corum. It's Blake
Corum. Yeah,
yeah,
Edwards is in this draft.
They got a good little crew there too, and I think they still have cap space to go out and sign some more help.
They
in
do.
LA, so.
And they were a good team last year.
They're in a good situation now.
So they're in a good situation now. Again, to continue the trail of tears after trading Geno to Vegas, then they needed a quarterback, so they signed for the exact deal that I said he was going to get. This is the Baker Mayfield deal.
Yeah,
Telco.
Middle-class quarterbacks.
Yep, $100 million here for, let's see how many years he got, 3 years.
It's a good deal.
$33 million is...
That's not a lot. I mean, his wife will have to start a podcast for sure, but yes. It's enough.
Right, yeah. Right. Now, with this, the Jets have cut Aaron Rodgers. They were initially looking at some other people here, thinking that Rodgers potentially might go to the Steelers. Didn't know what they were going to do there. After the Seahawks deal went down, they immediately went out and got a quarterback an hour later. Jets have just reached a $40 million deal for 2 years with Justin Fields.
Gross.
I like it. $20 million a year?
$20 million a year for Justin Fields?
Yeah.
Mm.
How?
Because that's the market.
The market
for
is...
For a backup?
No, he is the starting quarterback.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
Why would you sign Fields to a starting quarterback contract at all? What has he shown?
$20 million, though, is... That's...
He should
the
be
range
getting,
right now for a quarterback is 60.
Yeah,
he should be getting eight a year.
He's get, but,
should yeah, be getting
but
that's, the chase.
That's guys, they're paying backups $10 million a year right now.
That's not the economics of the game now. So he told the Steelers that if you bring me back, it will be as QB1, period.
Yep.
And I will leave if that's not the case. And that was clearly not the case, which makes me think that the Steelers are probably going to have Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback in 2025.
Or Russell Wilson.
No.
Because he's still out there.
I think
Favre's got to complete, or Rodgers has to complete the Favre. Go to Minnesota.
Go to Minnesota. Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen, although I think we can get to Darnold in a minute and him going to
Seattle.
Seattle. That's wild.
Well, him going to Seattle then triggered DK Metcalf to say, I want to fucking trade and I want it today.
Metcalf was on the trade block before that.
No. He was.
He just signed a long-term deal.
No, he requested a trade early last week.
Yeah,
and,
I think it was.
And then
a
DK,
days ago.
And then DK fucking traded. They traded him yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Saturday.
Right. Yeah. But he requested the trade last week because he knew they were getting a new quarterback. It was like, I'm not doing a rebuild here. I'm out. I'm gone.
If I'm DK Metcalf and I have the option to go to the Steelers or stay in Seattle and have a guy that could have won a fucking Super Bowl last year had they not gotten banged up at the end of the year, I would stay in Seattle with Sam Darnold. Because you don't know what the fuck's going to happen in Pittsburgh. Maybe they get Rodgers. Maybe they get Wilson. Maybe they get somebody else. But that's way more risky than just staying where the fuck you are.
Tomlin
you
does Pittsburgh not miss the playoffs.
You go 500 every year.
He never misses the playoffs.
He doesn't miss the playoffs, but ever since Roethlisberger left, they've not had a competent quarterback.
To me, that signals, because they got George Pickens. Now they got DK Metcalf. To me, there is no way on earth they're not going after Aaron Rodgers for the Steelers.
Yeah, but if you end up as a receiver for the Steelers, you kind of lose your mind.
Well, because they don't throw enough, right?
No.
They play maybe. Defense. They stretch the clock out.
Could be the case.
Plaxico Burress, Antonio Brown. Yeah. Yeah.
They've had some great receivers, but usually great. usually only one at a time.
Santonio Holmes.
Yeah.
Antonio Holmes was great.
Now they've got DK Metcalf and George Pickens, who are both very good. We'll see if DK can stay on the field. He's had some trouble with that, but big dude. I mean, two very different types of receivers too, which is always good. You don't want to have three of the same guy running around out there. They don't really have a good third option, but the draft can take care of that in the second or third or fourth round, to be honest. But
because they got rid of Deontay Johnson.
You don't put Russell Wilson here, I don't think. I think if you're going to make a move like bringing a DK Metcalf over, was he 27, 28?
Yep.
Then you it's got to be a guy.
It's got to be Rodgers.
It's got to be Rod. I think where else – the other question is where else does Rodgers go? Minnesota's one. But the reason that Darnold – the reason people are saying Darnold left is because it was made clear to him that J.J. is going to be the starter.
He's not the long-term guy. So Rodgers makes sense because Rodgers is only has a year or two left.
Right.
In either place.
This draft, by the way, this draft sucks in my opinion for quarterbacks anyways. Get Rodgers for 1 year, and then go get the guy you want next draft, whether that's Arch Manning or
whoever.
You'll
have Rodgers, you'll tank, you'll lose a bunch of games, and you'll get that, you know,
I wonder, man. Look, we've always said this on the show for years. That Achilles injury takes two full years.
He was bad before he tore his Achilles.
It wasn't terrible.
He had a good MVP year, like right during COVID, and then he sucked again.
But he's never had this caliber of receivers either. I mean, still last year, but obviously last year he was still hurt. He was limping around the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, take a flyer on it if you're. I think Minnesota is the perfect place just because JJ is coming off a serious injury in his own right. Pittsburgh, who the fuck knows, man? I mean, like, I don't know what's going on there. They don't seem to value the quarterback position at all.
But the fans and the media up in Pittsburgh have bitched this entire time about getting weapons, getting a sexy, fun team, and why have we never done this? It appears is that they're switching course and trying to do that at least, because I can't remember two superstar receivers on the Steelers at the same time.
I don't think the Steelers are allowed to have a sexy quarterback. Terry Bradshaw, Roethlisberger.
Hey, Terry Bradshaw, very sexy. Absolutely, he's absolutely 70s sexy.
He's got a bozo ring, dude.
That's he had a bozo sexy. Ring yeah. the entire time.
That's what a man looks
he had a
like.
Bozo it, ring at birth.
Yeah.
In 1974, Terry Bradshaw was the sexiest man in America.
Sure was.
Full stop.
Sure was.
Yeah. Not even gonna.
No.
Entertain any arguments to the contrary.
Sure was, dude. Sure was. He was doing cocaine before the game.
Yeah.
All those guys were great. So that happened. Fields is at the Jets. The Eagles have just traded Kenny Pickett, small hands, to the Cleveland Browns.
Nice.
Now,
a backup QB swap, I think, is what it was.
Ooh.
Why would we need another quarterback when we have Tanner McKee?
Yeah.
I agree. I like Tanner McKee,
Tanner
by the
McKee's
way.
Tanner McKee's
the man. I like Tanner McKee. So let's see. They traded him for Eagles trade Pickett to the Browns for a pick. Oh, and Thompson Robinson, the UCLA kid. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, he's not going to be a quarterback. We're going to make him some type of utility player probably.
That's not bad at all. Shit. I mean, that's a better trade here.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Jameis Winston is still out there right now. So we'll see what happens with him, I guess. I mean, he'll end up as a backup somewhere. He's not a starter.
Or right? Honestly, if you're the Vikings and you lose like the Rodgers sweepstakes and you're a little worried about JJ starting the year hurt still.
Are they worried about him?
I don't know. Just throw out Jameis for a couple games. Let him sling it to fucking your boys, your Justin Jefferson and shit, and then put JJ in there when you're confident he's physically ready. If you're not already confident at the beginning of the year. Like maybe all they need is a stopgap of like 5 games. They might not need a whole year.
Yeah. Now, the Eagles did lose Josh Sweat, so he's gone.
Plug and play, baby.
$76.4 million, $41 million guaranteed. He signed with the Arizona Cardinals.
Show goes on. Well, his old D coordinator is the head coach of the Cardinals, so yeah. Kind of makes sense.
Okay. So he's gone from there, and that's a big boy move for them. However, your quarterback is Murray. He'll never do anything with that fucking dude, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, you go to die in the desert.
Yes, you sure do. Let's see. Patriots reached deals with Milton Williams and Carlton Davis. $104 million.
They're doing stuff.
4 years. They are, finally.
Can't say the Patriots aren't doing
No, they're finally. Yeah,
finally
I mean,
doing
Vrabel's
stuff
the coach there. I think the Patriots are very close.
I think
but
Drake
the Raiders,
May is solid.
I think this Raiders team is going to be good. The AFC West is going to be fucking brutal. Like, it is going to be, like, prime SEC West. Absolute bloodbath of division.
You got Carroll, you got Ball, you got fucking Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's at least won a Super Bowl or a national championship.
Yeah, exactly. The coaches in the West are insane. Now the quarterbacks in the West, like there's no one who isn't baseline competent. All the teams have weapons. All the teams have pretty good defenses. Like it's just, that's going to be a fun fucking division. And I think the Raiders are right now probably capable of winning 8 games before the draft.
And then a very underrated trade just went down right now because let's face it, O-lines and D-lines aren't sexy, but this guy's fucking amazing. Laremy Tunzel from the Houston Texans was traded to the Redskins. 5-time Pro Bowler. That will protect...
They got another one.
That'll protect homeboy, dude. So that's a great move there.
Yeah, the Redskins have made quite a few smart moves.
Debo Samuel there with Scary Terry. The Redskins are going to be a blast to watch next year.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
Probably the favorites to win the division, I would imagine.
I would too.
Can't imagine that's even usually the case.
It depends on how
Super Bowl champions
usually
get lazy.
The Eagles have to restructure some things. They have to. I mean, they have to make cap space now to do a couple things. There's some upgrades that need to be made. Now they did free up some cap space by sending that that DB out, which they didn't need him anymore because they got the two younger guys. That makes sense. And that DB will have, I think it went to Minnesota. Is that right?
I don't remember.
Who, Darius Slay?
Yeah.
Where did he go? Slay just went to Pittsburgh, I think.
Pittsburgh, okay.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Yeah, so they've made some good moves so far, but they still got to clear up some cap space before they're going to be.
Yeah, I think they're in a rough spot. I wouldn't want to be the Eagles right now.
Yeah, certainly.
No, there's improvements that need to be made. The Chiefs have made a couple. They got rid of one of their. This is always like if the Chiefs are getting rid of somebody, don't. It's like the Rays. Don't take them.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Don't trade
Chicago.
With the Rays.
Like Chicago is going all in on their offensive line right now, which they should be because
they need it.
It was bad.
Yeah,
right?
Incoming Super Bowl hangover for the Chiefs. They'll win 9 games this year.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have a rough sled.
I think the Chiefs are going to have a rough year, to be honest. They still don't have a running back, right?
If they don't get one in this draft, there are fucking many great running backs in this draft. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be sitting there right exactly in their position.
The offense was.
I'm sure Rashee Rice will come back for a full season if he stays healthy and out of prison.
Yeah.
Xavier Worthy.
Hang on. They just dropped the charges this morning.
Against Xavier Worthy?
Yes. Yeah. They dropped the charges.
So those two guys are fast as fuck. But to be honest, Kelce is on the other side of it, right? He's been one of the best of all time, but he's on the other side of it now. They've got to have a third option or a great running back, one of the two.
Yes.
That's got to be the case. Now, they replaced the dude that they got rid of on their offensive line already. They signed a guy this morning that's really good for that. But they still have one more hole to fill on the offensive line.
They re-signed Nick Bolton as well. Yeah. They're basically
not reliable guys.
They're defensive
they lead the league in arrest.
Essentially.
Yeah. Every day's a gift to Andy Reid. He can die at any moment.
Sure is. And his son just got out. But there's three, by the way, that are sitting there at the Chiefs position. It is Scadabo. It is Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins. Three great options. Yeah, I don't give a fuck who you pick.
They don't need a guy to carry the ball 300 yards. They need another guy to carry it 150 to 160 to match up with the guy that they already have.
Correct.
Right? Which you should be able to do that in the third, fourth, or fifth
round. Yeah, they don't need a first rounder.
No.
Scadaboo's a Raider. He just feels like a Raider.
Does he?
By the way, him and Crosby, if he goes there, I mean, because the rumor is the Raiders are going to draft Jensen. Now that they have a quarterback, that could come true.
You need so much more than that. If you're the Raiders, you're rebuilding right now. You don't draft a fucking running back in the first round. I'm not saying
it's
they won't. I'm saying should not do that.
The Raiders and the Falcons will do dumb shit like that. So.
No, Pete Carroll.
I think Pete and Tom are going to handle it. That's the difference is because Al Davis never listened to anybody. For as much shit as we give Jerry Jones, Al Davis was Jerry Jones on fucking PCP.
Yes.
Twice the amount of whores, twice the amount of cocaine.
I agree.
10x the ego. And like the shit he did was goddamn insane. It was like Jerry Jones has some knowledge of football. He played football. Al Davis was just a fucking crazy person.
Yeah.
So there's been worse owners than Jerry Jones. But like I think that Mark is listening somewhat now and he'll be like talked down by Carroll and Brady. If they draft a running back at 6, like holy fuck, you're insane. Like, maybe a wide receiver at 6, if it's, like, Travis Hunter or something, that's fine. Especially now that you have a quarterback who can get the ball to people. But, like, oh, my God.
When we do the draft show that night, the live draft show, which we always do, on mybookie.com, promo code DRINKERBROS, doubles that first deposit up to $1,000, I am betting on Jensen to go to the Raiders.
That'll be really funny.
I am. I'm dead serious. That's one of my big bets. All right. More free agency news. Chris Godwin. Did stay with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
3-year deal. That's good for them. They're close, too. The Bucs are very close to having a playoff run team.
Well, they're in it already. They're going to make it because that division sucks.
The division sucks, yeah. So they get a bit of an easier time. They need a better run game, probably. They need some big help on defense.
They own us. So if they have an Eagles matchup in the first round, we should be scared.
Maybe, though, but that doesn't translate to playoffs. Look at the Bills and Chiefs.
No, they literally owned us in the playoffs 2 years ago.
Yeah. They own a lot of teams, oddly, man.
Was that the year that you guys fell apart? Or you didn't make it.
Yeah, we fell apart.
Yeah, we fell apart.
I don't know. You can't really
we were 10-0.
Here's the difference in this, and this is where I'm going to give Baker Mayfield some more flowers here, is the culture, man. When you have people that care and want to win on a team – like, he didn't even look anywhere else. He was just like, look, you can give me the money that I'm looking for, man. Like, I want to stay here because it's a winning franchise. I believe in the dudes around me. Mike Evans fucking cares. Baker Mayfield fucking cares. He cares. And they've built an amazing culture there, which for 30 years was awful. It was an awful culture, and nobody wanted to play there.
Do you think Baker Mayfield's wife's going to start a podcast?
I hope she does.
Yeah.
I would listen to that.
Who is it?
I don't care. If you're married to Baker Mayfield, you're probably sweet.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably like a cool person. So,
I did see him chug a beer next to her.
Okay.
I just like, I'll never not enjoy the complete 180 we forced you to do on Baker Mayfield.
It's not, you know, it's not forced me. It's the world that forced me into it, man. Like, for real. I look at the Falcons and I look at a lot of these fucking dudes, man, who are just so lazy that I'm rooting for people that actually care. And like, this is also what flipped me on Jalen Hurts as well. To go through as much criticism as a dude, like, we're just a bunch of shitbirds who never played in the NFL or anything else. And like I said, this guy would never win a fucking quarterback. The entire world said he would never win a quarterback. To mentally block that out and just for years, got benched during a national championship, which was so fucking embarrassing because Tua was just throwing balls that weren't even intended for those receivers that were touchdowns and all that other shit. He just got dunked on so much over and over again. To block it out and win a fucking Super Bowl is so mentally impossible that you can't help but love Jalen Hurts now, like, for real. And it's,
I think a lot of these,
like, you look back at what you said, and if you can block it out and do it, great. He did it, whereas they just gave Josh Allen $360 million fucking dollars today. He has not won a Super Bowl for that team, and Jalen Hurts did. So it's like, yeah, dude, you start to root for people that actually make a difference and care about winning.
It's easy to root for effort.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to root for effort than it is for talent, even, to be honest, because talent, it's all about managing expectations. Talent comes with expectations. And you're like, why the fuck isn't Josh Allen win every game? Well, there's 53 fucking people in the NFL roster. That's why.
Yeah.
He at certain times during the year, he's the best player in the NFL. It's not always true, but at certain times during the year, and that's every year since he's been in the league, for a 2 or 3 weeks, sometimes an 8 week period, he is the best player on the field, no matter what game's happening. But it's not enough.
No.
Right? It's not enough. And the system matters. Having Andy Reid, like, however good Patrick Mahomes is at playing quarterback, if you put him in Jacksonville, he's a fucking loser.
Yeah.
They don't win. They make the playoffs probably because he's that good. They don't win any Super Bowls in Jacksonville. Not one.
I don't think he has the same grit as Blake Bortles, so they're probably not a playoff team.
And honestly, credit to the people that have effort, too, because I think a lot of people don't realize this. I'm sure Derek Wolfe could speak to it. But, like, especially at this point in this day and age of the way athletics work, anyone who is a high enough level athlete to even just be a power five or power four or whatever football player, let alone an NFL player, you've basically had a job and the same job
since you were 12.
Yeah. That's hard. Think about you, how you feel at a job 18 years into it or whatever. Like, it gets.
But even then, where it's a constant day in, day out for, let's call it 20 years, because they retire late 20s, early 30s, most people, right?
Yeah.
Let's call it 20 straight years of that. There's still such a wide gap between the people who are really good and care about football and fucking Baker Mayfield, who is a goddamn lunatic.
Plays through injuries, everything else.
It's like, it's the difference between, this is what makes greatness happen. When you get the talent portion and that effort portion in the same body, you get Shaq, right?
Yep.
You get Kobe, you get Michael Jordan, you get LeBron James. You get those three guys. The three best, in my opinion, the three best basketball players ever. You could add Steph Curry to that too, because not like he's physically gifted in different ways, but the amount of repetitions on shooting that shot is what made him great.
Right.
Be real, and the dribbling exercise and all that
because
shit.
Because he's physically gifted in the way.
No. He's 6'2 and a half, 6'3 maybe.
Like he's not physically gifted in the way LeBron James is.
But he's very
gifted.
Quick though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like
he's
physically gifted in a different way, and he's maximized his physical talent. Baker Mayfield has way less physical talent than pretty much every other quarterback in the NFL, and he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Yes, and for me,
because of fucking grit and determination. It's hard not to root for that.
I'm a big fan of unrealized talent. That's why my favorite basketball player is Michael Beasley.
What about Greg Oden? J.R. Smith.
What about Greg Oden?
Greg Oden, dude.
Greg Oden,
That wasn't effort.
That was just, he was hurt all the time.
He had a caveman body.
He was a giant man.
Nothing you do. You know when I switched, honestly, I swear to God, this is the person I switched on, was Jackson Smith and Jigma. For Ohio State, not playing in that Georgia game. That was the guy that I was like, fuck you. You go out and play, and it just turned me off. Even today, when I hear his fucking name and they said he's associated with Ohio State, I wish I could scratch that university off his fucking name. Like, and that is what made me realize I've seen Baker just get destroyed play after play after play. The way that guy throws his body around and what he's played through, it's fucking phenomenal. If the shit is true about Matt Stafford, with all the shit that he's played through over the years, like, I love Matt Stafford. I would root for him to win another fucking Super Bowl.
I do like this, how Yankees fans, whenever somebody has to earn their stripes, right, to become a real Yankee.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to be able to strip, like, the helmet stickers off an Ohio State player.
So they do.
I want you to personally do it, but like, he didn't earn his...
Oh, yes, 100%. But, you know, it's funny. So they have this thing called the black stripe. When you go into spring ball there, and they don't tear it off. This goes all the way through the season.
Yeah.
If you don't earn whatever the fuck it
what
is.
What are the helmet stickers, though? They're like little stars?
They're Buckeye leaves.
Yeah, little Buckeye leaves.
But they make if you're an incoming freshman, there's this black stripe that goes down the middle of the helmet, and it doesn't get released. So that quarterback that's transferred, apparently, Ryan Day didn't rip his stripe off until November. I mean, they were deep into the season after spring ball, everything else.
Rites of passage.
Like, I'm sorry you're not good enough.
Rites of passage are fucking important, though.
I agree.
Like, it's not enough just to achieve individual stuff. You have to achieve for the group. That's the whole point of being there. You know what I mean?
Even if some of it seems arbitrary and stupid.
It happened, but it had like a fucking a bar mitzvah, an initiation into a fucking fraternity, getting scuffed up in basic training, and then when you get to your unit, these are all forms of... I don't know if females go through this or not. I don't think they do, to be honest. Maybe in some different ways. But for males, it's very important to show everybody else around you that you're competent. No matter what you had to do it, that's a really important part of any male-dominated group. And of course it happens in sports. That's right. The most male-dominated, other than the military. And when I say military, I mean infantry and special operations, not the entire military. It's the most male-dominated of anything that exists in modern civilization is sports. And no matter what country you're in, right?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, more so in every other country. Yeah. Than the United States.
Yeah. I was going to say unless you're in college in the U.S.
Yeah,
4 years ago, then it's. But people whine about that stuff. That's the kind of thing that gives Baker something. A guy like Baker who's got good talent but not a great body, right? Like he just doesn't have a great body.
Not a hot quarterback.
Bod. No.
But. He's got talent and he's also got determination. That's the North Star for him. I'm going to earn these motherfuckers respect.
Yeah.
No matter what I have to do. And in the course of doing that, you become a cohesive unit and you win games.
And here's the other thing too. I think you're born with it. Like I coach a million of my kids' teams at all these levels. And like, there is kids that are just not aggressive. They were just not born with that gene. I can't teach them anything. Like, it is something that is in them, and that is it. He's one of those dudes. The other guy the other night I usually throw sports on in the background after my wife goes to sleep, send invoices and all this other shit. I just happened to catch that live game of the Mavericks. Kyrie tore his ACL, got up, went over the bench. They walked him off the bench. They said, hey, we know what this is. And he goes, fuck it, because he was fouled on the play.
Yeah.
Went back out and shot the two free throws like Kobe did. It was an immense amount of pain.
Right.
Drilled both of them, waved over the coaches, and then they had to carry him off the court, and he's out for a year.
Yeah, so you can.
But it made me like Kyrie.
You can complain about him a lot, but you can't complain about his efforts.
Just no,
have him not believe that he tore his ACL.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. The key.
Well, Dots becomes reality.
It's not flat earth.
Dots becomes reality.
By the way, if you want the best ever, if you want to go watch the best ever Baker Mayfield game in terms of grit and defiance, I recommend going back to watch. OU versus Kansas his last year when they made the college football playoff. Kansas was not good. They were terrible that year. But they made a point of essentially bounty gating Baker all game. I mean, the cheap shots that Kansas was taking on, they were hunting his head.
Uh-huh.
And that dude just stayed in the game, threw fucking dimes, was grabbing his dick on the sideline. Oh, yeah. It started at the coin toss. He went to shake their hands. And the KU players were like, nah. And they wouldn't shake his hand. Mm. And he was like, all right. And they literally spent the whole game actually cheap shotting the shit out of him. Uh-huh. It was an incredible game. If you ever want to YouTube watch late at night, that's it.
Of all the people that you're going to intimidate, maybe he's not even smart enough to respond to that, right? Like maybe he's got caveman brain. He's like, fuck you, right? It doesn't matter what the reason for it is. You made a mistake. That was a tactical error. That's like when, people tell these stories all the time. Oh, I came into the league and I was playing against Reggie Miller tells one in fucking Last Dance about I came into the league and I played my first game against Jordan and he's guarding me and I score like 10 points in the first half. I'm like, is that you're supposed to be the guy? He actually said it to Michael Jordan, and then Jordan scored like 30 in the second half, and he scored zero.
Zero.
You know what I mean? It's like, just shut the fuck up sometimes. Yeah. It's not a good idea.
And the other thing is, yeah, I was at the Baker Mayfield planning game, planting the flag at Ohio State. I was at that game. I laughed my ass off. Like, I thought it was hilarious because it's like, dude, you win. Winners get to do what winners get to do, man. And that's it. So, yeah, I am rooting for all of these people who try hard now versus talent that is just fucking wasted, man, because we see talent, Dan, all the time that is just absolutely fucking wasted.
And it is, like I said, like the love of the game has been sucked out quite a bit compared to 40 years ago.
I think football, it's still there because there's so many players on a roster and the bottom 40% of them are fighting for their lives on every single fucking play.
If you don't care, you're going to get hurt.
But, but in the NBA, like, they're all friends now. And look, whatever, right? You don't have to be a cunt all the time to everybody. But you shouldn't be... you really shouldn't be glad handing with the other guys. That's the enemy, right, man. I just, that part is weird to me. You could say it happens to some degree in other sports like during the All-Star games maybe, or after the game or something like that. But during the game, like, you could see that the fire is completely gone. And hopefully the European dudes will bring it back.
I mean, Bob Gibson wouldn't talk to other players during the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Good. Like, fuck him. Larry Bird, the three-point contest.
Yeah.
Which one of you assholes is coming in second before walking out of the locker room? I love that shit. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
And then even announcers. I caught it because it was a part of that package I was watching the other nights. Charles Barkley fucking destroyed the ESPN guys, and he goes,
Kendrick Perkins,
and he goes, I don't give a fuck that I'm going over there next year because they bought out the deal or whatever. All these places are switching streamers so fast that I have no fucking idea. And he goes, I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard. He said it live on air to Kendrick Perkins, and I laughed my fucking ass off, dude.
Yeah, I mean, again, Barkley's not a guy that you're going to talk to. The entire world, this was mid Me Too as well. Charles Barkley was like, the women in San Antonio were fat.
Yeah.
And people were like, whoa, whoa. And he goes, let me correct what I just said there. They're fat.
Yep.
Sorry, there was no correction needed. He, you're not getting – what the fuck do you think you're possibly going to say to Charles Barkley?
Trying to cancel Charles Barkley is like me being like, I'm going to climb to the top of the tallest mountain on Mars tomorrow. Yeah. Like, it's just not –
it's Olympus Mons, by the way. That's the tallest mountain in the entire solar system.
Yeah. The other one was when he got pulled over for his last DUI, and he gets out of the car, and it's on the body cam footage. And they said, why are you driving drunk in the middle of the night? And he goes, I'm going to meet this girl for a blowjob. He goes, what? Cop goes, what? And he goes, you ever had the best blowjob in the world? He goes, this is worth it. And I was like, dude, even a DUI, you love the fucking guy, for Christ's sakes. Like, he was fucking hilarious. I root for people like that. So we got some sponsors real quick that put this whole shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkerbros. That's not true. We're on the wrong show today. And I've been drinking. So it's mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Sorry, my bookie. I just did a show right before this. Look, now's the time. It's March Madness, man. We're all in it, dude. We're deep in the middle of this March Madness right now. Bob's checking the phone because your wife is in labor, out of labor. If you got to go, you got to go.
We're good. Didn't
she have alarm? She was just being hysterical, you know, like a woman.
Right.
Sure.
She's prairie dogging the baby.
Yeah.
Prairie dogging. Yeah. Can you say that? I don't know if you can say
that. Well, we just did. We're live on air, so it doesn't really matter anyway.
It's a good thing she doesn't watch any of this.
No. Exactly. She doesn't even watch softcore history, so I make jokes all the time.
Not supportive.
Not supportive wife. But my bookie has got all the March Madness. We're going all in with these guys for March Madness, dude. This week has already started. So these conference tourneys matter tonight. They're going on in the background now. These games are happening every night. There's going to be auto bids starting tonight into the tournaments. It's a fucking blast. These are my favorite games to watch. A lot of fucking buzzer beaters too over the weekend, man.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of conference championship games tonight for the smaller conferences that are going to be fun as fuck.
Yeah, with their like 6-round buys. There's finally a meaningful game is about to get played.
Yes.
Which is nice.
But it's great. So much fun to watch. So much fun to bet on. Delco and Hot Bob's Live Casino is also a blast if you're not watching that. You're playing against real dealers from around the world. This is the only site that does that. It's the only site you can bet on in all 50 states. So go to mybookie.com. Today is the promo code Drinking Bros double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And we'll be making picks next week.
For the tournament.
Next Monday, yeah. Correct. So next Monday will be our huge tourney show. I know, it's already here. So next Monday, boom, we will be there. Yeah, I bet the Gators too, my man.
Up to number two in the polls. Oh,
Gators.
In the polls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've already bet them too.
I thought Houston went up. Their second?
No, it's Duke 1, Florida 2.
Hmm.
Yep. Auburn lost.
What's the beef?
And a buzzer beater.
Again.
Buzzer beater, dude, over the weekend.
They're kind of just coasting.
It feels like it. It feels like it.
Houston was second in BPI.
Yeah, correct.
Not in the rankings.
Next up, we got firstform.com/drinking bros. I have not taken my microfactor, so I'm going to do those now. D'Anthony, in the meantime, tell us about the protein.
I had 6 sausage links and 7 eggs this morning. And relax. And then some, what are you doing?
I'm showing off the protein.
Oh, he's my hype man. I'm down to eating twice a day now, so I've cranked up the protein intake to somewhere between 70 and 80 grams per meal, right?
Okay.
Then I supplement with a level 1 bar a day typically, which is 20 or 22, 23, somewhere 23. And then when I take powder in the morning, it's not always, but it depends on the workout. I got powder, creatine, and methylene blue. Stir it up and then go work out. Protein is the building block of life. It's the most important thing you put into your body, except for maybe something from AdamandEve.com, but they're not on this show.
They're not on this show.
So we're just going to talk about protein. And also this Ignition shit we've been talking about recently. If you are into working out and you don't want to eat simple carbs, that are ultra processed, take this instead. Because a lot of bodybuilders have said this before, but they'll eat like candy or fucking Pop-Tarts or something before and after a workout. Just take Ignition and it's clean.
They are simple carbs.
They are simple carbs, but they're clean. They're not like ultra processed and shit like that.
Correct.
So you're not going to get cancer from it.
And for the audience, Ignition, has nothing to do with R. Kelly, okay?
Just want to
let you know that, all right?
We can pee on some people.
Dude, he just did a podcast, by the way, last week.
Was he clothed?
He was clothed, but he sang.
Oh.
They asked him to sing live on air.
You know how much I would pay to see him sing the Dave Chappelle version, Piss on You?
Oh, he won't
do it. Just one time?
He won't do it.
Well, he can't do it now.
He says he's innocent.
Yeah, he's
appealing all this.
He's definitely not innocent.
No, he's not.
Either way, First Form makes great products. Deliver Detox as well. Certainly, if you have any kind of liver function issues or you're a regular drinker or you don't drink enough water, which you should just drink enough water. But if you're not drinking enough water, also it helps.
Right here it is.
Don't point at me about the water part. I drink a ton of water.
Yeah. I was pointing
to switch the camera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It also helps with boosting your immunity and stuff like that. So there's a million different reasons to take that stuff. But for our audience, you're probably a drinker more likely than not. So take the liver detox.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Need to take that liver detox today.
That's it.
Take it down. And I just took the microfactors live on air here. Big Six is in them. Takes the guesswork out of vitamins, antioxidants, CoQ10s, multivitamins, EFAs, fruits and veggies, and the probiotics. 30 individual bags. You just reorder, and then you're good to go for the entire month. Dude, that has been a lifesaver for me. Huge fan of firstform.com/drinking bros. And that is firstform, spelled with a 1. 1-S-T-P-H-O-R-M. firstform.com/drinking bros. And as always, free shipping on orders over $75 over there. Next up, we got bioproteintech.com. Guys, if you're over 30, you're going to want to hear this. This is why your hormones suck. Most guys are focused on testosterone. It's not even half the puzzle. In order to absorb testosterone optimally, you must have adequate growth hormone. More specifically, its end result, growth factors. Unfortunately, growth hormone decreases year after year after puberty, which may explain your poor performance in the gym and or even your excess body fat. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus gives you back those growth factors naturally, giving you HGH-like results with zero needles, zero side effects, and zero doctor visits, all at a fraction of the prescription treatments. So if you're out there and you want to perform the way you look, feel, and
perform in the bedroom, yeah.
Without all the risk of the big pharma synthetic stuff, head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more, or click the link in the audio description and use that promo code DRINKINBROS for $30 off your first order at bioproteintech.com. MicroFactors.com. Same thing as the MicroFactors. It comes in 30 individual vials. Pop them underneath your tongue, either in the morning or right before 9-9, which is when I like to do it. For whatever reason, I get a great night's sleep off of it. You'll pop right up out of bed the next day. It's great for workouts. It's good for your skin, too. You feel younger, God damn it. Except for me. I went kicking with my kid this weekend and some of his friends. And they're like, Dad, bomb one, which I did. McAfee, you'd be in trouble, by the way. It was 47-yarder punt. But whatever. Perfect spiral, too. I don't want to fucking yank my own dong. But I could not get out of bed on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's the rough part, dude.
That's what I'm worried about with the 40 times.
Bro.
It's not running, but everything immediately after running.
So it was.
Yeah, but that's not the competition, Bob.
I know.
The competition isn't to be able to make it to work tomorrow. It's to run a sub 540. That's it.
Is. But you got to go. Well, I'll tell you this. Having done it and done like full drills with the kids over the weekend, it's got to be on that first run or you're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's you got to go out on the first because after that, yeah,
it's all down.
Yeah, you're done. You're
done. We're starting an initiative in the studio just to have the people play outside before shows. We're just throwing the football around, throwing the pigskin around.
We need to get a wiffle ball set. That's what I want to.
We can build a little fucking field out there.
Jared,
when Jared and I lived together when we were in the military together, we had a fucking full wiffle ball field in our backyard. Like a fucking one of those plastic orange nets, the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, I want to put a par three right there.
You could
construct. We could do a pitch and putt.
What are you talking about?
It's
3.5 acres here. We don't have.
That's 100 yards. Yeah,
100 yards.
Yeah, for one hole. There's three of them.
Yeah, I just want to do a pitch and putt.
Yeah,
pitch just one hole.
Yeah, just one hole. That's it.
Well, you got
just one par three.
We could do one hole with
Mark Wahlberg has one hole at his house.
Different cup placements.
Yeah, because
we have that elevated like tee box.
Yes,
and then we can hit down to like that building down there, which is.
I think we should hit towards the freeway.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. I don't want to hit anybody's house.
We have
no,
to.
There's businesses over there.
Yeah, I don't want these guys.
Exactly.
I've been shooting my rifles that way. That seemed to be fine so far. I haven't heard any complaints about
that. So far, so good.
I mean, they're all suppressed. So.
So far, so good. Last but not least, StringerBrosTickets.com. All the March Madness games. Tickets are available. Not only are they cheap, but here's a cheat code for you as a parent, because I did this with my kids. Go to the early rounds. If you go to the first round or the second round, you're going to see four games for the fucking day there, and it's awesome. Yeah, yes, that one ticket gets you access to all four games.
Never sold out either.
No, ever sold out. Nobody ever knows about this, and it's a fucking blast, man. I took my kids. They got to meet all the players and everything else, and it's super fucking cheap, man. And obviously we sell tickets to concerts and motocross and every event that needs tickets on the planet. Wimbledon, for Christ's sakes, we sold tickets to. Dude, it's a great way to take the kids out, and it's cheap. Go to DrinkerBrosTickets.com. It's about $10 cheaper than StubHub. All right, now I'm going to dip into a story here that is pop culture related, however, it drags sports into it. So the Diddy trial is about to start, as we all know. Two people were named last night.
I think that was all bullshit, right?
I don't know. One was Drewski, that guy who does all the memes, which, fine, not a sports guy, don't give a shit.
That guy sucks.
He's in a lot of sports promos, though.
Yes, he is. And the other guy is Odell Beckham Jr., and he's already shit on people, so that tracks.
Yeah, but was it, like, consensual pooping?
So...
Because nobody ever said that they were assaulted by him. It was just that he was a weirdo.
Right.
And he wanted her to not take a shower for a couple of days because he liked the smell.
It was so graphic.
Yeah.
I don't
believe her. She never said that she didn't want to do it. She was like,
no, right. She said she voluntarily did it. So my question is, if you're in a room with all these guys and then you have the access to it, do you believe it? Like, I think.
Odell Beckham Jr. tracks.
I agree.
It tracks.
I agree.
I'm not saying he did anything. I'm just saying.
He got invited.
There's more smoke there than there would be for someone who already didn't have other weird sex rumors.
And a guy that just got like famous, really like famous.
Yeah, and well, the other thing too is
because this is 2018.
I don't think Drewski was famous in 2018.
You get invited to a fuck party, right? You don't necessarily know the condition of the people that are there, right?
Like when you say condition,
like the circumstances under which they've been brought there.
Yeah.
You mean whether they've been trafficked or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So
you can't be charged with trafficking unless you were actively involved in the trafficking part of it.
Right. So if you just show up and someone tells you, all these holes are on the up and up, then you're just going to start diving into holes. You don't know what's going on.
Yes. And here's the thing. If you're a young dude, let's face it, man. You're with Diddy, and he's saying, hey, hit got that. Some prostitutes. I got some things. Like,
you can hit whatever you want in here.
That's a tough walk away from. And I only know this from the Andrew Jones show. Do you remember that with Gold Club for the Braves?
Mm.
So 18 years old, and they brought him up to the Gold Club, and there was a separate room in a hotel room. And then we're like, what did you see? It was two girls on a bed. Great. What did you do? I had sex with both of them. And the whole courtroom laughed. Like, everybody yeah. laughed because, yes, what else would you do?
That's what I thought I was supposed to do.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, it wasn't Diddy. Like, I assume Diddy wasn't like, yo, dude, you're going to love these bitches. They all don't want to be here.
Yeah.
yeah, none of that was explained. Yeah,
we've stolen these people from their homes and filled them with drugs. Have a fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably not how the conversation went.
Now, the interesting part of this one is the victim was actually named. So this wasn't a Jane Doe. She came out and said who she was, which is wild. I haven't clicked on the link to see her picture. Do you want to pull it up? Tell me if she's hot or not.
What's her name?
Ashley, last name Parham, P-A-R-H-A-M.
Oh, the first thing that comes up is Ashley Parham Drewski.
Oh, yeah. No.
That is the, that's how, what it autofills at. Oof.
Not good.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Is it a white?
Yeah,
it looks like this broad.
I don't
right
know.
Here. Hang
on. I haven't looked her up.
This can't be her. That's just a chick on Instagram, I think.
I don't know.
Let's see.
That's an, and it's an unusual name, so.
Yeah, I don't think this is her. I don't think that chick is her.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's any photos of her or not, but who knows?
Okay.
I'll go to news.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not seeing a picture of her.
Interesting. Okay. Now Beckham, Jr. has responded with a tweet. Saying, boy, I'll tell you what. And he said, you with the just the letter, not Y-O-U. Boy, I'll tell you what. This world makes absolutely no sense. I am covered by God. He will prevail. I know,
sure,
without the W on the ends, who I am. I know who you are. Keep your head, period. That name will be cleared. Shit's stupid.
We still have not given LeBron enough shit for going, ain't no party like a Diddy party, y'all. No.
I still just like that Ellen was at all of them.
So do I.
That too. Yeah. That makes sense. So do
I. Yeah, I mean, she's probably strapped up at that thing.
Yeah.
Right?
But here's the thing. With Diddy, there's going to be a shit ton of athletes involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a shit ton.
Probably a lot of like NBA names you forgot. You know what I mean?
New York Knicks.
Kendrick Perkins.
Oh,
New York Knicks.
Kendrick doing
New York Giants, New York Jets. Mm. Like, I mean, all that shit was going on.
Lakers. I mean, you know.
Rick Fox. But in New York,
yeah,
in particular.
I was thinking Rick Fox, Derek Fisher, catching some strays.
Boy,
you know,
dude, Rick Fox.
Or like, who was at the end of the bench for those Lakers? I mean, honestly.
Rick Fox was one of them, and he was a notorious poon hound.
Yeah, also, you know who else was on those Lakers teams who caught some allegations? Luke Walton.
He did, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. By the way, Pater.
TBD on that.
No,
not on him. I mean, just on all the people that are going to get rolled up in this.
Yeah, who knows who's on the list. Yeah. But think of any, like, dope NBA team especially. Like, NBA team. Like, actually, I know someone, and I've had this story related to me many times, who fucked a prostitute at Tony Parker's house.
Well, he's okay. French. He's French.
Well, so.
You know the guy who was the Inside the Actor Studio guy? Remember him?
James Lipton. Dead?
James Lipton. Yeah, he was a pimp in France after the war.
Right.
Yeah.
Not like a mean one. He just helped out.
Yeah, he just helped out. I mean? And to your point, Bob, so Tony Parker, the reason why he got divorced from Eva Longoria is because he cheated on her religiously and she got fed up with
him. He didn't think it was cheating. He's French.
I agreed. It's not cheating if you're French. Full stop. But yeah, the guy told me, he was like, it was just prostos everywhere. And this was at his house in San Antonio. Because this was a local Texas guy who told me the story.
Yeah.
He said actually it was a threesome. It was two prostitutes.
Yeah, there's some Latino talent that they're bringing in. I can tell you that. But
low shelf life.
The reason why I bring this up is I think a lot of these, there's going to be a ton of athletes involved in this when this comes out in May, if it goes to trial and if he stays alive. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, in my opinion, because they were all hanging out with him. Every athlete.
You're going to find out nothing.
Every athlete. If he goes to trial, Diddy's going to have to throw everybody under the bus. They've got this footage. They've got all the footage.
He doesn't make it to trial. Come on.
I think this one goes to trial because it's not any names that are of
Obama is on that list.
Yeah. All, like Obama's
not Barack. He'll be fine because I think he's probably asexual, to be honest. It's Michelle or Big Mike with the hog that we're really concerned about. I think this is the thing.
Obama
that
had a boyfriend. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it was fucking Michelle. I think this is the thing that finally exposes Big Mike as a dude.
Just the guy that drowned in his property. No,
that was weird too. But because the other part of this is with like Odell Beckham Jr., and this Diddy shit, like, if it does go to trial, like, every athlete on the planet worships musicians, and vice versa. Musicians worship athletes.
Jay-Z,
like,
Beyonce.
The only good thing that can really come out of this, the only good thing that can come out of this is that it's very pervasive in the black community and in sports and in music and in prison, for some reason, those three, to be down low gay. Fuck butts your whole life, but never actually come out as gay
because they're so anti-gay.
Yeah,
it actually makes it harder.
I think I think what might be the best case scenario out of all of this is they finally have to like stop that and just be gay, so they're not angry, violent all the time. They're just normal gay people.
Yeah, just normal gays.
Yeah, that'll be the best case scenario there. Then fucking Barack can find a boyfriend he doesn't have to murder when people find out about it.
Sure.
And live a happy life.
And just live a happy life. By the way.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And by the way, he's been showing up at all these events single. He was just at the Clippers game by himself.
Yeah. So Barry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barack Obama.
I mean, he was putting it to fucking Jay Anus. So.
Oh, well. Could
credit
be.
To him.
Could
right?
be. But.
That's the best fucking pub he's gotten ever.
As the president, to go to a game by yourself. That's kind of weird to me.
He's living his life, dude. What do you want? You don't want.
But
fucking
you don't
want to
take a bro.
Yeah, that's fair.
You don't want to take a homie. Like I.
Well, he used to hang out.
Have
with
you ever
that...
gone to a sporting event by yourself?
No, that's weird.
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think I have.
No, but they're like
work related.
He used to hang out with that
work related,
that
but former, not by yourself.
What was that guy's name? His body man, the former Duke basketball player that was his personal assistant, his body man
Did
for
he?
A long time. No, Barack Obama.
Oh, did he have a Syracuse player? Sorry.
Yeah.
He was always in the NBA All-Star game, celebrity game.
He wasn't any good.
Big white guy?
No, it was a black dude. Michael something. Hold on.
Okay. Because there was a white guy, too, that worked for him that was always in this NBA celebrity games. But
I'm only thinking of Sheldon.
No, Reggie Love.
Okay.
Remember Reggie Love?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a former Duke basketball player, but he was Obama's body man, at least in his first term. They used to go to stuff and hang out all the time. I think that's one of the times where he got caught smoking at a White Sox game or something. He and Reggie were like in the fucking in that, you know how they have that outdoor cutout where you can go out on the on the mezzanine or whatever and smoke. You got to at least have one bro you can fucking do stuff with.
I got some breaking news here. Yankees, Gerrit Cole is out for the year. We'll have Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, a full UCL tear.
Was that what it was?
Well, not full, but it was a major UCL tear.
Unfortunate.
Well, you can say this. At least the timing is, so he'll be ready for next year.
Close. I mean, it's 12 to 18.
It's
depends on which one he has, actually. If he gets a Spencer Strider one, then it's 9 months, technically.
Modern medicine's actually really good for this kind of stuff.
Yeah. By the way, well, he tried last year.
Yeah.
I mean, the Yankees.
He tried last year, remember? And he played through it.
I don't think the Yankees are going to win the division this year, so. Even with Gerrit Cole.
That is still a major fucking blow.
It's a huge loss.
I'm stripping Gerrit Cole of his pinstripes.
Well, no, did you hear what they did? The Yankees also announced that they're going to let guys like you play.
Yeah, you can have a beard now.
Beard, long hair, everything.
It's got to be trimmed. It's got to be a contained beard. I don't know if I could play.
Is that not?
I don't know if this is contained.
Okay.
No,
I would not.
I don't think this is regulation.
You don't know that forest fire is contained
this
up there?
Worth shit.
No, I understand it.
The Johnny Damon.
Yeah, the old Jay Damon. UFC over the weekend. Did you watch?
I did.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Happy for Gaethje. That was a fun fight.
Yep.
He got back in the win column. Main event sucked.
I know.
Yeah.
Tell everybody.
Pereira. Pereira kind of looked scared.
It was weird, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen him like that.
He was afraid to get knocked out by Ankle Live.
I've never seen him like that before.
Stuffed every takedown, so credit to that. I thought it was going to be 4 or 5 rounds of Ankle Live taking him down and just laying on him. Instead, he just held him against the cage.
I think UFC's got a big problem.
You do? Mm-hmm. So do I. Why?
because all of these ugly cavemen are dominating the sport.
I agree.
And nobody in America wants to watch
it. Oh, Nickel must save us.
I know.
He needs to redeem America. I mean, not that Pereira is American, but we need an American wrestler down these Dagestanis.
Yeah, I agree. And because they all look the same. They all look like the Schrutes. And I can't tell them apart. But they're all fucking identical.
I just got to cut my mustache. I fit right in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
The beard with no mustache is such a rough
look. It's unsettling.
Yeah.
And Dana White, I know personally, is pissed off about it. May or may not have some friends who sponsor in the ring for that UFC. And I don't know how you stop it is the problem.
The official coffee of the UFC.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you stop it by bringing the knockout back, right? That's got to be a priority in the fight. And I'm talking about you have to change the way the fight is judged. It's your organization. All you have to do is get the rules approved by the Gaming Commission. You don't have to always keep them the same, right? So you can tell the ring judge, like, hey, if they're down on the ground for X amount of time, get them the fuck up. Nobody wants to watch this shit. It is a TV show, to be clear. It's not just a fight with rules. It's not like old school boxing rules where it was the same for 100 years.
Yeah.
You could definitely see Dana's face drop, though, as Bruce Buffer said the name, because I thought originally, too, that, you know, Pereira maybe did enough in 1, 3, and 5 to win those rounds. Not that, you know, there was a lot
done. I did too, but here's the thing. I was also rooting for him, so I had some bias. Me too.
Yeah, for sure. But like Ankalaev,
you should have to knock out the champ.
Man. Not knock out, but you have to definitively beat the champion. And I don't know if he did. I think Ankalaev probably got the better of Pereira in at least 2 and 4 and probably did way more damage. But I think you could have given Pereira 1, 3, and 5 and had him retain the title so he could have more fun fights and not he'll never have to fight Ankalaev ever again.
Lower the mound, man. People change rules all the time.
Yep. They do. Yeah, you got to get these guys out of there. I mean, look, credit to them.
There's nothing you can do.
I know. Credit to them because they're the best. Figured it out. They've dominated. It's like the tush push. You can't stop it. And they've dominated the fucking sport, and they have all taken
over. At least
over.
Islam, though. Islam's great. Like, he's fun.
Yeah, he's the only one that's actually a great fighter. The other ones are really good wrestlers, and they're playing the system to win fights.
Yes.
Right?
Which is what happens in every sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's got, like, you have to change this, not just the scoring, but the in-ring rules to bring it back to a more. Because, again, this isn't just about who the best. It's MMA, right? So you have to make the rules such that people have to use more than one discipline to win.
Right.
Yeah. You have to be good at more than one thing to win. That you have to be. Otherwise, what the fuck?
Like,
what's the point of this?
You can't qualify for a win without a certain amount of head strikes or something like that. Or
Something. Yeah. Something.
Yeah. Something.
Just,
I don't know.
Just having the ref, like, hey, get the fuck up.
If you're not doing anything?
Yeah. You're like maintaining a position for, like, as the rules stand right now, if you maintain a dominant position for a certain amount of time, you get a point, or you get points right towards that round. If you pass guard, you get points. If you fucking hold, if you get into somebody's half guard,
you should get awarded for like stuff and takedowns. Like, if you don't get taken down and they keep failing to take you down, that should be
a rule. I think it should offset. A takedown should be offset by a fucking sprawl.
Which, by the way, that is a rule, and I'm only basing this on watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but that is a rule in, like, martial art competitions. Like, you get a point for, like, a block and stuff like that.
Max karate competition?
Yeah. You do. I mean, there are competitions where you get points and stuff.
But, I mean, when they were actually throwing, Ankalaev was doing better in the exchanges. Pereira just looked scared. Looked like he didn't want to get knocked out by Ankalaev.
Yep.
Thought he was going to get it handed to him.
Maybe.
Maybe, but, you know.
Gaethje was fun, though.
It was fun. His
fights are always fun.
I know. And we need more guys like that and less of the Dagestanis. And that's
like
the problem.
If you think of the champs of the past, the guys that stayed champs for a long time, too, in their respective weight classes, even by a long time, like a couple of years. Fucking Chuck was always exciting. Matt Hughes was always fucking exciting. Who's that?
There's plenty of exciting fighters. I mean, fucking, we opened the
card.
I'm talking
about people that are actually champions
right
now.
Bobby Green got knocked out with a spinning kick by Rufy. Rufy just, like, starched
him. If all your most entertaining fights are down ballot, then you're going to
you always want to open up with a fun fight.
You want to open up with a fun fight, but you don't want to end with a shitty one, which is what happens in almost every single UFC event.
It's kind of like ending a really good meal
with
just a shit sandwich.
Like, the last bite sucks? That fucking sucks, man. It's gotta like when you leave that event, you're like, oh, I'm probably not gonna pay for the next one. That was bullshit.
I never.
Pay. That's never good.
Yeah, I know I'm you saying. Don't. I know. You
but
don't.
Like Andy Silva for years, John Jones dominated the fuck out of people, and were entertaining doing so.
Go to a bar. That shows the UFC fights. Go it's the to best a way bar. To experience it.
I watch with my kids, so I can't. I don't want to steal the stream and then flip it up to the screen on the fucking mirrored thing.
Yeah,
I don't
12,000 pop-ups.
I don't want to do it with my kids.
DDP,
like, Dad, why can't I see the fight? I'm just like, I don't know what that is.
DDP, and
he's fun.
Aspinall, hopefully Aspinall will fight John Jones.
I don't know.
Really want to see that fight.
John Jones is going to retire.
I think he is, but I really want to see that Tom Aspinall John Jones.
Dana
fight.
Said he is fighting this year.
John?
Yes.
He's going to have to.
The only person to fight is the number. Interim heavyweight champ, which is Tom Aspinall.
He's already defended his interim belt. It's so dumb.
He said he is going to fight, and it's going to be this summer. So we'll see. And then last but not least here, a little bit of breaking news. Rams will release Cooper Kupp if there is no trade made. So either way, he is gone.
You're kind of
out of there.
Got rid of, yeah, but you're kind of. Losing your leverage. There.
Yeah, no right? shit. I would.
I think somebody will trade for him, but now maybe not.
If
you say that you'll release him anyways, why would you say that?
Maybe you'll be getting more money. I don't know. Maybe it very odd.
Yeah, but if you trade him, doesn't it's different releasing versus dead cap than it is trading, right?
I don't know.
Well, not true. If you trade for picks, then you take all the dead cap anyways. So yeah. that's probably what they were going to do. No. So I guess it's a wash either way. Whatever.
All right, kids. Appreciate you tuning in. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify, just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony to Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, who had to hop behind the boards over there. Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.